Posted face. Page Chav Gimel. We're in Simen Reish Nun Gimel. Sif Beis at the end. It's a very long Sifim in this Simen. Okay. Let's just see quickly from the end of page 44. If it's too close, you can't boil it up before Shabbos. Dina kimoi b'Shabbos atzmo, because we saw that this is the whole problem of atmana. The problem of atmana is you're gonna kishem yasiya. That's the problem of doing atmana on b'davar she ainu ma'ase havel on Shabbos. Yish mekilim zeh, abinig lahaka. So if lahach me'mokim shein tzarech kalka, that's just a rishim ma. But I have got the kira mamish. I will list my head on top of the kira. I will list my head on top of the kira. I will list my head on top of the kira. I will list but next to the oven, that's fine. Even if you have to list my head on top of the kira. I list my head on top of the kira. That's a problem. But that's the mokim shayat elagis boy. Aba and yat elagis boy. Sham shari hare shari afil b'shabes. Kemosh is bar like mamas in shi yichas. Just a little bit out.
Up to eight hay.
Yes, sir. Up to. Yeah, ein hay. We love the ein hay. Agav v'kir mamish, hainu b'zei yeshay yisrin chazar samach l'chashaycha, so then, aser chazar samach l'chashaycha. B'makim shayat ha'yadis, di'in ha'yad ha'yadis boy, di'in ha'yad ha'yadis boy, afil b'shav b'shari. But, if you don't have yad ha'yadis, then even on Shabbos is motor. Like we see later. Samach l'chashaycha, hainu afil l'instan l'gamri. Even in the game, I feel b'shav b'shari. K'mesh gads b'simin shem yirches. So again, so that it's only if it's the sign of the game where it's bishul.
Right.
The sign of the game is not a problem. B'tanur in chiluk, haynu b'tanur shal zman haTalmud. K'mesh k'var kolz zeh b'shulchan aruch sef aleph. El d'sham ari l'nyin shehiya v'kam ari l'nyin chazar. Tanur shalana shal psuchim min atzad heim. So our tanurim are like a kikira. Okay, our tanurim are ground also a kikira. Yeah, right. I think that's what we said. Gimel. Hamashkin baboike v'rosh k'ticha tafshiloi. V'yorpen yakdiach yis. So someone wakes up in the morning and he sees the chon's getting low. Right, the water it's getting worse, and he's afraid it's gonna get worse. Yochol lahaser laniach keder yishana reikonas al piakira. He's able to take it off. He's able to take a empty pot and put it al piakira. V'oz yosimak keder shatav shabuseicha agab keder reikonas. He puts on top of the empty pot to keep it warm, but not it shouldn't be still cooking. However, you should be careful not to put it down in the karka, and should still be in a state of boiling. He already said
that might do it during.
Right, you would have to have these.
Right, that was the third thing we talked about. That's right.
Yeah, there's the chayr that Ramah would hold in this case. You'd have to have the three things.
So they put a pattern on the
left side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They put an upside down pattern on the
left side.
What's
he
the
Rabbah?
What's he the
Shabbat? Oh, very good. So, yeah, rather with that. Yeah. It's Chazar. It's Mevosh Kolzar, and it's Ein Bishlach Ebishl, right? It's already Mevosh. Shana. Inshana, Abel Chadasha Aser, the Mislam and the Achayim. If it was a new pot, so then it gets cleaned all day of the Chayim, and also Kli Gemurah all day is out. Because Inshallah, Shekhar Nigmar Tikkun, Vas Yosef, Matan Shal Yosef, Ashay Shal Hakum Makam Matcha. So our, so Mishnah Berurah says our, so then you say that our pots, they're the Makam Matcha, can mostly even the first one, Rekhanes. The Miyah Bo Tavshal, also Asim Al-Akir Machma, Skup, May,
Machmasa.
I'm confused.
Machamasa from the heat.
Oh, but let me just read again. Right.
Machmasa
gufa. No, machmasa gufa. This says, if there's tavshel in the bottom pot, well, you can't put it there because there's tavshel.
There's
tavshel. Right. So you do it because it's on the tavshel. Right. Machmasa gufa. Oh. So once you put that pot on, now it's kufuk tum. She makes the rishis semis piakira. The male motor achikach lahasim alaha akdeya shatasha b'seicha. We get leil the chazar agabe kufuk tum a motor. Ah, so it's like putting on top of kufuk tum. Fize, hadim gametanim shalonu. You are oven shalonu kisha ish b'seicha. Gam kein shari lutin lemaila agabe maziva shalatanor. Kivon shamaziva mafz ben akdeya ben ish.
Put it on the
roof of the oven.
On the stove?
Right. The stove top. So if you don't have a flame on. Right? So then it's considered that there's the roof of the oven is mafsik between the kedera and the fire. Well, I think Shanesan's that live would consider be like a black.
What a gold black, okay.
But then Shanesan's like a kachlin, Shabbatana, that. Min tanachimum shayu may olav over the fence of the kibbutz. I don't know what that is exactly. There was on top of it.
Like a warber. Like we have, like we put a that has like thick walls.
Something like it seems like it had thick walls and had places you could put pots in the walls. It was the derech to put it in the wall in order to get the heat. It would be the same status that it would be motor. It would be grufuk tuma. Okay, but really, so the circle hafsek sham, ala mazev beze eats oidaf la kera, you would need some type of hacker. Yosma kder aleha, and you would have to put the kder on that hacker. Vechem mashram besef simen, beramo. It's mashram like that, besef simen, beramo, that you need some type of a hacker, even though the roof of the oven is mafsek between the fire and the keder. By Mogen Avram, Sof Simit Rishon Tes, Dini Shehiya Atmana Shehete Gamkim Maril. Umashma Sham Da Al Yedei Gehek Edava Hamafzik Motor Afilu Tin Lechatchil B'Shabbes. Oh, if you have a heker Edava Hamafzik, then you can Lechatchil put it there on Shabbos. Va'aye Mechdush B'Kivu Eger Sham Chozek Shatav Shadayin Cham Shalain Tzad. Oh, that's only if it's warm. Right, so then it would be a partial problem of bishul because here you have if it's cold and it's liquid, so then you have a problem of partial bishul. Unless it's not, it will never reach yatzel adis by the body problem of bishul. Okay.
You could put something on a black on Shabbos, on the edge.
You're saying if it's never going to reach out to the other spot. Yeah.
What are you putting on the black? You're putting a dog
chicken
or
soup.
You're putting kugel?
Chicken soup.
What's the difference? You're saying it's never going to reach out to the other spot.
Even double black, is it?
Right. Right here?
Years ago, we didn't put anything on a black on Shabbos.
That's what it sounds like.
Put it upside down, pot.
Put that on an upside down lid. What if you put it on top of a crock pot? Same thing.
What did you say?
No, it's a pot on top of a pot.
Pot on right.
So we used to put it on the pot on top. We used to have a chalent pot on the blech and on top of the pot. We used to put
a piece of kugel or whatever, chicken.
Right. So you're saying that would be fine? Let's say, could you put on top of your chalent pot something, even if it's going to reach out to your lattice boy? So we're saying that we're saying here.
Could you warm up a challah?
Right. For example, could you warm up a challah?
Oh, but you could put stuff on the Ramashik or the
Yon Yetzlos. Right. But no, but wait a minute. He over here is talking about Cham. You need Cham because it's Lach. He's talking about Lach. But if you would be, let's say a Chalo, or it's anyway there, Chafiyah, and you're doing Afiyah, it's Achikol because you're not using any liquid. So then Lachair Advaita Amish Lachair Bishon. Lachair. Lachair. Again. Fine. Shalai Yasim. Okay, what's he talking about again? Pay base. Pay base. Vizoy Shalai Yasim Kaderos Agabikaka. I shouldn't put it down. Kidlabadini Chazar, like we saw before, in the Siv Beis in regards to Chazara. Shtiri Sachas. And Lev, Mishnah Burus, Siv Kondala, the Noble Hakil, Imloy Nasan Lagami, right? That's all like the Machabe. The Machabe holds. It needs to actually be boiling still. But according to the Ramah, it holds as long as it's not cooled down. Let's see, Dalit. Let's see, Dalit. Should we see Dalit, Ari?
Go ahead.
Yeshlem chais piyad anegim lahatmim b'id yoyim, kumkum shalmayim, chamin, v'nois neisam, v'sei chakadeira b'shabes, k'shtab m'stamek. So, if you moiche, for those who are do hat matmi boy yom kumkum shamayim chamin, so they keep retain the heat by hatmana, and then they put it into the kdeira shetav them in stomach.
Let's say you have a chalent that dries out. Could you take
they keep the hot water?
Could you take water from a hot pump and put it inside the chalent?
Oh, so now, well, that's a little bit different, though. So over there...
Are you putting liquid straight on the vice?
A hot pump is it's an ecclusion, right? Hot pump is ecclusion?
Right.
So, it could be...
Maybe it's the same thing, though. It could be, if this is ecclusion. I don't know. Okay. It's not actually the Gabi
H. You put it straight into the pot. You go straight from pot to pot.
Oh, yeah, right. That's what we're going to get to. Let's see. Manegel Hatman, Rezal Lemer, Shemechin Boydioi, Maim Chamim, Penin Starakla, Rezal Sal, the Chatavsha, right? So just in case the child gets low in water, so you want to prepare hot water. Bedas Shachanarach, Lumchis Beze. The Pomim, Echad, Pom Echad, the Yad say, let us buy, Vashini, any of us let us buy. Gshmara, Echel Haver, and Spasham Zems. Baim Bacharim Shikas, with Lafima Shivur, the Kamam, Smishin Chesif, Sif Tezva Bagot, and I'm making Kapoy's game. Then it's not the Gamri. I feel the Lach, and but Misham Bishol Oid. Im Kain, I feel him Echad, aining as a leather spa, is Hame, the Taruv is Gamkin Shari, Hin my Smokhayam, Schneisen, Teche Kara, Kidneys, some Arno, Alayan, Miklevishan, right of Shalbassar. We do my Smokhayam, then we put beans, and we pour in from a Klevishan gravy of Bassar. Okay, and Kimon Shai Kitnis B'Kli Sheini. Here the Kitnis on a Kli Sheini. V'iru Yehu M'Kli Rishayin. Havi L'Bishol. V'Bishol. Ela Karachoch. The Kimon Shai Nistan L'Gamri. Oh, since the beans are still not cold. V'Shayich B'Bishol. Shazay Kimon Aramah B'Mashkasa V'ayin L'Kamam Sa Mishin Yerches. Oh, as Aramah says, Shayin Shal Kimon Shai Yerches. V'Hayinu De'in L'Hach Mirbada. That according to us, we're making. When we come back, we mash and magen Avram, but masken also. The Ashi and Limchay is beyond neigim lahakal. You should be moicha. So if you say linhaik shalol laharis haroskim and akli rishin the kaira, I'm mash and b'seicha ikim mekaf. Interesting. He's saying you shouldn't pour it directly from the kli rishin, but rather you should use a spoon. Why? Because you want it to be cliche.
Why
does it be cliche?
Why?
Because again, he's saying this is a cliche. Now, one minute. We'll be in a case where it's a cliche. Right? Yeah. Right. But just, he's talking about, I think he's talking about cliche. So I just want to say, I'm going to look at a moment. I'm assuming Pshad is because he's Mamshech the same case where you put the beans onto a separate place and now you're warming them up with the water. And now he's not Mamshech talking about the case that I was talking about, which is you're doing it to add water to the challah.
Right.
He's not talking about that case. It's
then you have to go Klevishim.
Right, for care, then you want Klevishim. Right, you want Klevishim.
They do that anyway. Oh, it's like, you mean chomp out over the crack pot. You mean the chunk pot over to the earth.
Right. In my kidneys, in my marak, shebekairah, and stan of the yarim, but if the kidneys and the marak, shebekairah, and the gravy is too cold, bevada yish medina lezor shalish bechalem beklevishin, ki im aide ka.
Make sure the chomp still gets less, but.
Oh, so interesting. So now the calf, what's the calf? The calf makes it into klisheni. Because now you have a problem. You don't want to do bishul. And if you do it from a klivishin, you're a klivishin of mevashal. And he's saying, hey, if you have a calf, it makes it into klisheni. This is kain away the sheiv of a calf. No.
Just make sure the water is built. Mm-hmm. He has made some move the teapot back and forth near the fire, away from the fire. Mm-hmm.
If it's a Yazza, that's about the whole time. Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. Even if it's not, over there, as long as it's still warm. As long as it's still warm.
Put it back on the fire?
Yeah, that's what Ramah says. Hmm.
So if the challah pot gets cool, you can put that water.
It means if it's only warm.
Yes, so if it can't eat. Wake up in the morning, cool down the challah, whatever. It's too much off. It's too much the side of the blech.
Oh. Well, it's not cold, obviously, right?
No.
Still warm, right?
Yeah, but so if it's not yatz lezba, you can't put hot water in.
Not yatz lezba.
You can put in hot water with klisheni, and you also can't put it back in the fire. Is that a double yavish?
How would you reconcile this? I'm not sure. There's too many things going on over here. I'm confused. No, because
just simply, you light it hot water to show only for it. This thing is still yatz lezba, and take the hot water from a klivish and put it on.
So that's the way I recall. I see that he's not talking. I thought he was gonna go more into that.
The chunk gets cold. What's your answer?
Okay, so let me see. So let me just see one minute.
Can't move it to another fire.
One minute. Why can't you move it over onto this blech? Why can't you move it onto the fire on this blech? Move it to the middle of the blech.
Why? How you gonna do that? We used to do that, but how you gonna do that? The thing dropped below yatz lezba, fine. How you let it make it back over, go back up again?
I can't because. You're not doing, unless you consider you doing chazara. Unless you consider you doing chazara, but let's say bishul, yeah?
Yeah.
So in regards to davar yaveh, the yaveh shaboy is not a problem, right? Now when you get the davar lach shaboy, so the lach is still warm. And the Ramah says anything still warm is no problem with bishul.
But below,
even though it's yatzay below yatzay ladis, but
it's still in a state of bishul. That's not bishul lach bishul.
Right. Maybe you have a different problem, but as far as I know, it should be fine.
Save so much fuel.